Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Still leading. 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis Conservative.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, good morning, KMOX Sports Director. How are you?
Ryan Recker, Dan Buck, how we doing?
Always fun to get you in here, especially going into a football weekend. Everybody wants to get your picks. I think you were very confident going into that Indiana-Illinois game. I just don't think anybody could have dreamed it was going to be a 62-10 romp. What's up for Indiana this week? Now 11th ranked.
Yeah.
People now definitely taking notice.
This is going to be a little different now. They go on the road and they take on Iowa. This is an Iowa team that will not beat itself. That's how Iowa plays. They've always been that way. They are a tough, strong, I'd say solid tackling. You know, they block and tackle. They handle field position. They don't beat themselves. Plus, they're playing in their own stadium. Everybody knows about Indiana by now, so they won't be sneaking up on anybody. Indiana's a very explosive team with lots and lots of talent, and this is an example of how college football is going today. Indiana has a lot of money and a very deep and huge alumni base, the second largest in the country to Texas. And so they have activated them, and there's a lot of money rolling into football, and they are paying for players and coaches and coordinators. They retained their defensive coordinator that everybody wanted, Brian Haynes. They retained, of course, and they'll have to do it again, pay Kurt Cignetti, their coach, mega bucks to keep him around. And, you know, they went in the transfer portal. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the portal, probably the best, in Fernando Mendoza. He's now the Heisman favorite. They're loaded with talent. They're going to come into Iowa and try to pull out a road victory and then go from there. Illinois plays USC and tries to pick up the pieces after getting thumped 63-10. USC's good. They're 4-0, and they're starting to look like the old Trojans program, but this will be a must-win for Illinois, or they're done for the college football playoff. They might be already, but they've got to pick it up and get it going here today. And then Saturday, that's an 11 a.m. kick. And then the other one we're paying attention to, of course, is Mizzou. Mizzou should have no problem with UMass on Saturday night, but mostly you just want to stay healthy and continue to play the way you're playing. It doesn't matter who you play. You want to be able to execute your system at the very highest level. If Missouri wants to get in there with the big boys, they have to make no mistakes, and they have to be great on both sides of the ball. There are a couple of things they need to work on. Their pass defense hasn't been great, and you know they would admit that. They have, however, a very strong running game, good, capable quarterback, good defense, and they seem to always be well coached. So this will be an important day for Mizzou just to get through that day, again, healthy. They get a week off, and then Alabama comes to Columbia on October 11th. So it should be fun time.
I think they can win that. I really do.
I think they can. Yeah, I think they can. Alabama's playing a lot better, though, and it's Alabama. You talk about talent. Right. They have five stars all over their roster. So it'll be a challenge from here on out for Mizzou, but it's fun to be a Tiger fan for sure.
Yeah, Ryan, talk about your Tigers.
Well, I was going to – you want to talk about an epic collapse of a baseball team, one of the grandest in baseball history going on with Detroit right now. But I was going to bring up, when it comes to the Cardinals, there's two different ways of thinking, and Dan and Ethan are on the opposite ends of what happens with the Cardinals here. Ethan – I'm going to just make your argument for you. He wants to see the Cardinals get swept by the Cubs because it puts them in a better chance at getting a higher draft pick if they are, you know, slip a little bit further down the rankings. Now, Dan wants to see the Cardinals sweep the Cubs, and he hopes so because he wants to win a bet that the Cardinals can get to 500 before the end of the season.
Preseason bet with my buddy Jimmy, who said they wouldn't be 500. I took that bet. So they got a sweep in Chicago to get there.
So, Tom, what would you rather see? Would you rather see the better draft pick, or would you rather see the sweep and end strong?
I want to see Dan win.
That's right.
It's a free dinner. You can come along with me.
Yeah,
there you go.
I want some of that. Uh-huh. I don't know. How much could they really improve their draft pick? I mean, is it that big of a difference?
I thought they were getting close to getting into the lottery.
Yeah.
Ooh, being in the top, the bottom 10, the bottom of the barrel 10. So they can get
I might be wrong about that, but I thought that they were at least close.
I'll tell you one thing for sure. Ollie Marmol and the players will not tank the series. So whatever you want to think, I guarantee you they're not going to go into Wrigley and lay down.
Don't you think the Cubs will rest a little now that they got the wild card wrapped up? Don't you think they'll kind of go into coast mode a little bit?
Yes, they've had the wild card pretty much wrapped up for a while. The thing that they want to secure and make absolutely sure of is that they have the number one wild card, but it looks like they're going to have it. So, yes, I think that they pretty much can
resting arms
they can
and resting
wrap
bodies.
That up. Once they have that, you want to be the number one wild card. They can the Cardinals can win this series. They just won the Giants series. I think mostly you're just looking for next week and the direction of the team moving forward. And the Cardinals are a great franchise that has fallen, and they are in rebuild mode. And I can only think of a handful of players that I want to build around at this point. Mason Winn, Michael McGreevy, Alec Burleson, J.J. Weatherholt, the terrific.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A prospect coming in Ivan Herrera. I think that's a big development here is that they've announced in this last week that Herrera is going back to being a catcher. I think that's a big deal. I think if Heim Bloom has himself a great hitting catcher, then the Cardinals can build around those players. They've got something, but it's going to be a while. So, yeah, but you know, the draft picks are really important, and they have had J.J. Weatherholt and then Liam Doyle the last 2 years. Those are going to be household names in St. Louis.
Wow.
With no question. I mean, Weatherholt already should be. If you don't know about him, check him out. He's the Texas League MVP, and he played there for like 2 seconds. He came in, and you know, and Springfield, by the way, won their Texas League, and It's very exciting what's going on at Double A. Liam was there as well. Doyle's an absolute fireballer and a great, great starter. So the pieces are being put into place, and it will be exciting, I believe, when Bloom takes over and starts to convey his message for the team. I'm avoiding talking about your Tigers, but that is a super horrible collapse if you're a Tigers
fan.
That's
the worst.
And the Mets almost did it. I mean, the Mets let everybody back into this thing, and that's not over yet. The Mets lost last night to the Cubs, so the Reds and Diamondbacks are still only a game out going into this weekend for that final wild card. And then, you know, Toronto even slipped, and now the Yankees are tied with them at the top of the AL East, although Toronto's going to the playoffs. They have the division in their grasp. It's going to be an interesting playoff. One thing that I will be watching for is, will Cardinals fans grab onto one team, or do they sort of spread the wealth in terms of who do they root for? Do they just sit back and watch? Will people want Mike Schilt to do anything with the Padres and make a run? But it'll be a fun baseball postseason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Let's move to
Tom Ackerman.
Well, Sunday, real quick. Oh, Tom's got to head to another sports cast.
I'll give you a
okay. I'd love to hear your take on the Ravens and Chiefs on Sunday.
Oh, that's a great one.
1-2, both of them. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Ravens are the better team, but Kansas City finds ways to win. It's that simple. You look at that one. I'm curious what that spread is.
It's 2.5.
Ravens by 2.5.
Yeah.
I'd take the points there with the Chiefs. I think they'll find a way to get a home win.
Good.
All right.
Tom
Ackerman. Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, boy.
Oh, full weekend of sports. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Baseball wrapping up. A lot of people are going to be
watching that game. Postseason. October Madness begins next week. That'll be fun. Playoff. The wild card, I think, starts as early as Tuesday. So it's right after the regular season. They get a day off, and Tuesday is the first, and then Wednesday the second round goes.
These Tigers, man.
Oh, they so got to get in, man. They've lost eight in a row, so nine bad. Of their last 10. It's horrible. Yeah, they are not playing well at all. but they're clinging to a one-game lead, aren't they? One behind the Guardians.
They're one out, and the Guardians have the tiebreaker, so it's not great for the Tigers. Guardians. And a lot of people are like, the panic alarms are all over the place. Now, this time of year, sports in an NFL season, everyone talking the Lions. That's the number one team in town, with the Lions being as good as they are.
Yep.
But right now, everyone's talking about how bad the Tigers are. And can't we have anything nice when it comes to the Tigers? All the years of terrible. And now they had a couple of bright, shining moments. And this year, they were number one for a little bit. And now they are looking terrible.
This meltdown will go down as one of the worst collapses.
You got some good players on that team, though. Man.
Oh, they got a good future too. They got a lot of good young players.
Scooble and Green.
Yeah,
Scooble is fantastic.
Great players.
Man, he rocked that dude in the face 2 days ago. Did you see that?
That was brutal.
It was
laying down a bunt, and he gets a 99 mile an hour in the face. So Scooble actually visited him in the hospital.
Oh, I think that guy bunted himself in the face.
Right, he leaned into it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. The way the ball hit off that bat when he put the bunt down, it just shot up and it smoked him dead in the face.
And pitch was only 98 though. So
I thought it was 99. Maybe they rounded up when they were reporting.
Did you see Skeens, by the way, the Pittsburgh pitcher yesterday? 6 scoreless. He ends the year with a 1.97 ERA.
He's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Just a beast.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
And it's got to be frustrating as a Pirate fan knowing you're going to lose that guy in 2 years. Like, there's no way they're going to be able to sign him for the money he's going to be able to get.
Welcome to the LA small Dodgers.
Market. Yeah. Welcome to small market baseball. You build them and have to watch them leave.
I'm going against the grain. I'm saying they're keeping them. They'll do everything they can to keep him. It's like having Michael Jordan on your roster for the merchandising alone. There's no way they would let him go.
He'll be a $35 million a year pitcher. I'm not joking.
They'll do it.
That's what
they're going to.
No, they won't.
They'll do it.
I'm calling it right now.
I don't know. That'll be tough.
That's like a third of their entire budget.
Yeah, but I think they're going to make it all up in the jerseys and the merchandising. It would be stupid for them not to re-sign him.
Just backload it like they did Ohtani for L.A.
Yeah. He's making like 60 a year, but they backloaded about 75% of that. He only gets like 5 or 10 million a year.
Give Skeens the team ownership. Just do it as part of the team.
He only plays every fifth day.
Low.
That's another thing. It's hard to justify. You know, one pitcher can't lead you to the promised land.
And yeah. All right. So I know exactly what you mean. All right. Yep. Let's do another news coming up after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.